One night last December, DK's husband started drinking, and a few drinks in, he started to punch her.
I was thrown onto the floor a few times and into the wall.
DK grabbed her cell phone and called 911.
I just had a few minutes to dial 911 and toss my phone in the closet. You know, I was hoping they could hear me screaming for help.
She fought her husband and tried to put him in a chokehold. Her dad and brother had taught her how to do it. And when her husband saw she'd called the police, he ran from the house. DK says she chose to talk to KYUK to raise awareness about domestic violence, which she says is too often suffered in silence. After her husband ran, she called 911 again, and some officers came to help her. But that first time DK called 911, the police didn't show up. They can't track callers' locations and wouldn't have known where she was. Do you think you would have done anything differently if you'd known that the BPD couldn't track the call?
I probably would have tried to hide and stay on the phone.
Bethel Police Department.
Natalie Hayes is a former dispatcher for the Bethel Police Department. She's actually working as a dispatcher again, temporarily. The Bethel PD's short-staffed. She's sitting in front of two different computer screens, fielding calls from two different phone lines and a police radio.
Bravo 3 PD.
Go ahead.
Hayes says that Bethel PD has been trying to upgrade its system so that it can track callers' locations for months. And according to both her and Acting Police Chief Burke Waldron, their 911 system does have the capability to receive exact GPS coordinates from cell phones. They just updated it last summer. The problem, Hayes says, is GCI, which needs to update its own equipment for the system to work. Hayes says that they asked GCI to upgrade last summer, but GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside says the company has no record of receiving that letter, and they didn't know it was an issue. Regardless of who might have dropped the ball here, the Bethel Police Department is still in a situation where it can only get a general sense of where cell phone callers actually are. To demonstrate just how big a problem this can be, Hayes asks me to take out my cell phone.
Okay, so you're calling 911, and as you can see, all I have is your no record found and your phone number.
Not my location, and I'm sitting right next to her.
I can call you back, but if you don't answer, or because something's happening to you, there's nothing I can do.
Bethel is far from the only community in Alaska that's having this problem, even though the technology exists to solve it. According to the Alaska Department of Public Safety's John Rockwell, 911 systems in a lot of Alaskan communities don't have cell phone location services, and that includes towns on the road system.
And that would be a large, large percentage of the state that we're talking about.
The irony, says Rockwell, is that the state of Alaska actually played a key role in creating 911 in the first place. U.S. Senator Ernest Gröning was instrumental in starting the system back in the 60s, and the second 911 call center ever implemented in the country was in Nome. Through the course of KYUK's reporting on this issue, GCI got in touch with the Bethel Police Department. Spokesperson Heather Handyside says they're assessing whether the department's system was properly updated and will then upgrade their own technology, a process that could take months. Until it's fixed, Bethel Police Dispatcher Natalie Hayes has some advice. Tell your 911 dispatcher exactly where you are. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.